Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Listeners, and welcome to another show. Today will be a little bit different. Today, me and Dad will be having a bit of chat, and he will ask me a lot of questions, and we'll just chat about them. So, enjoy. I'm guessing maybe, hopefully, 10 to 15 minutes. Enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. It's morning time here in Maroochydore, all the way from Maroochydore today. Dylan, our surfing safari is a bit of a blur at the moment. How long have we been away?
I think it's about 65 days, nearly 9 weeks.
And how many of those days have involved surfing or swimming?
64 and a half, probably.
And what did you do on the days when you didn't surf?
That was probably, maybe it was about 60 days and we haven't been in the water, but that would be moving days, probably, but yeah.
Are you feeling waterlogged?
No, not at all, no.
So you are enjoying being in the sun and the surf every day?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the surfing and let's do our most recent days. We haven't surfed yet this morning because you had a big sleep in, first time for the whole trip. But let's talk about yesterday's surfing. What sort of surfing did you do yesterday?
I think we were up in the morning yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on my bodyboard, Sammy was on his surfboard. Was he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
River?
Yeah, we went to the river to surf, or boogie board, and then we went to the river in the afternoon again, well, it's the river mouth, which is where the sandbags are, which I think you heard me talk about in my blog a few days ago. But, yeah, the sandbags are there because, yeah, it's the river mouth used to be sand, no water. But now there's heaps of water because they dredged it, I think. And now it's put sandbags in so the water wouldn't come up too high. So when it's high tide, the sandbags get smashed by the waves. And we go on the sandbags and get smashed off and onto the other one, which kind of hurts and gives you a few grazes, but, you know, it's good fun. But yeah, no, we surf at least 3 times a day here because, you know, morning and then we go river and then we come back and then we go river again, so... Yeah, no, it's been good here.
Anything particular about Sammy surfing yesterday? I think he tried a new board yesterday.
Yes, his old one is getting a bit old from Cash Converters. His 5'7" board, so he's got a few broken. One of his fins is nearly broken. So yeah, so he's tried a new board from Surf Shop across the road, And, yeah, I think he's like, he had a little go, but it was 5 foot, so he's going down. Yeah, he's going down a fair way, but, yeah, I think it was a bit too small for him.
And you yourself, when you surf a number of different boards, can you tell the listeners about each of the different boards that you surf on?
Firstly, Dad has a big, long G board, which is about, I think, 7 foot there.
7.5 foot.
And, yeah, I sometimes knee ball on that, but it's a bit hard because, as it is, it's a surfboard, not a knee ball, and has no handles. But I still go all right, but I do get smashed on it, and I do surf on it a bit. That has a 8 foot mail that I surf on, an old trigger mail, but I don't know how many ways that surf, but probably ride a whole, probably talk about a whole radio show about that thing. Yeah, but I surf on that sometimes, no kneeboard in none of that because it's fiberglass. The G-board is a foam top, but this 8 foot male is a fiberglass, so I just surf on that sometimes. And also my shortboard, which I haven't used a lot, but I'm hoping to use it more at Byron Bay, which is where we're off to next. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to using that there. And also, I've been on Sammy's board once. And I sunk it because I couldn't keep afloat going down the wave. And then my boogie board, which I probably got on the most, which I'm getting better at, I have to say.
And how is the rest of the family going with their surfing? Perhaps start with Sammy.
Sammy, yeah. He's been surfing very well. Like, Dad, Mum thinking about getting them a new board, but yeah, look, we're seeing some good deals, and yeah, now he's going really well. He surfs every spot we've been, and he goes well, and he's always out the back, and Dad can't stand up, and he's getting smashed, but then he just hopped on, and it looks like it's easy, but it's not that easy when you get out there. Then Dad's surfing. He surfs on his mail, and G-board sometimes, but him on his melon, he gets a lot of good waves. Not quite barrels, but he gets down a bit lower, and there's barreling on there, he'll probably get in there.
Mum
surfed once at Byron, that was about it. And apparently she got on the waves that I caught 200 metres, but I'm not sure about that.
Mum's boogie board.
And Mum also boogie boards, yeah. Mum and I send me sometimes back for a boogie board, but yeah, Mum loves boogie board, that's from me.
Would you do a trip like this again, Dylan?
Probably not when I'm a kid, but maybe if I was a bit older with my kids, because I'm sure I know that they would have a good time if they like surfing. I'd probably go surfing safari with my kids if they like surfing. Yeah, so yeah, I've enjoyed it. So hopefully, I have kids and they enjoy it, we'll enjoy surfing. I'll take them on a trip like this.
And what places would you return to?
I've been to a lot of places. Well, Dongle was nice because it had the lake, but there's no surf there. Toowoomba Bay was also nice, but the surf was a bit scrappy there, and there were shore breakers, so maybe, there was a lot of bodyboarders out. Single Bay was all right. Yeah, that was nice, actually. I would go back there. Seal Rocks, maybe I'd go back to Seal Rocks. Maybe we'd go after the Hat Head. Mum didn't like that, but, it's a nice swell there, but I probably wouldn't go back there. Where do we go after that?
Woolgoolga.
At Darlington Beach Resort. Yes, that was nice, because just drive up the road to Arawara or Woolgoolga and get surfed, but you couldn't really surf out the front. But they had, their caravan park was like 5 acres, and it had BMX track, it had swimming pool, it had jumping pool, it had golf course, it had everything, like anything, yeah. Where did we go after that? Yamba at Nan and Pops, which was good. Nan and Pops, we just drive 5 minutes to any beach if there's offshore wind at one place and it's going to be onshore at another place, whatever beach you go at Yamba, it's going to be a nice wind and protected. But we mainly surfed at Main Beach this time. Last year we surfed at Turner's. Every year we just swap beaches, really, on our ability, I think. Then where did we go after that? Bellina, to see Dad's friend Tether. Yeah, where did we surf there? Oh, we surfed Byron 2 days. We had a bit of a break from surfing there.
Just Byron?
Yeah, we just Byron there, but we didn't actually see Byron. We just drove down from Bellina to Byron for 5 hours in the water, I reckon, non-stop. Lucky there's a cafe up there where you can get some food. But yeah, no, that was good Byron surfing there. And then from Ballina, we went to the Gold Coast, Calibudgera, where there was a creek there, and then on the other side there was the ocean, so the surf. But we didn't surf there at Calibudgera. We hit the program 20 minutes to Coolangatta, because that's where we always, on the Gold Coast, as some of you might know. So we always surfed there.
So which places would you go back to?
Yeah, that was the original question, wasn't it? Most places I'd go back to.
We're currently at Maroochydore on the Sunshine Coast. What other beaches at the Sunshine Coast have we been to?
Noosa Beach, Coolum, King's Beach in Calandra, Maroochydore Beach, Maroochy River. Yeah, and the mouth of Maroochy River.
We've been surprised to learn that nearly all of the East Coast is suffering a severe drought. What have you learnt about using water?
Yes, Queensland are in a big drought, so we have to, save water. The other day we were at Mum's friends and they're right out of water. They only have a little bit left in their tank, so their friend brought around a 30-litre of water, so they've been using that. So, yeah, no, they're in big droughts, but you have to save water up here, like short showers, wash your dishes quickly, and, yeah, it's not good.
Our next stop is a return to Byron Bay, and you've talked about that. And then after that, we're going to Lennox Head. Are you looking forward to Lennox Head?
Yes, I am looking forward to Lennox for a lot of reasons. One of them being I'm catching up with my mate Hugo, and that'll be good. We'll go out boogie boarding somewhere, anywhere, and then you've got the Lake Ainsworth Creek that people don't swim in because they think it's mud, but it's actually just a lovely tea colour, which is very nice to swim. You can't see the bottom, but it's fresh water, isn't it? There's not much stuff in there. Just a few fish, but that's nice. And yeah, I'm looking forward to Lennox. The caravan park's good. Going to see Hugo, that'll be good. The surf will be good. And also Byron will be excellent as well.
And after Lennox, we'll have Christmas in Yamba and then a stop at Scott's Head and Fingal Bay on the way home. What will be the first thing you do when we arrive home on January the 21st?
First thing we arrive home, obviously Lucas, our mates, the walkovers live across the road, so we'll probably go run over and see them. And then, probably go run over and see some other people in our street. Probably a lot of things to do in the next 3 days with them. Yeah, it's going to be busy when we get back, unpacking. And, it's going to be good to see our family, Saf, Will, Dave and Shelley, because they've just moved over to Tasmania, so we haven't seen them for a while, but we're going to catch up with them at Christmas, so that'll be good. And then a pop will sing again. That will be good as well.
Don't forget you have to help me unpack the caravan, mate. Okay, you'll only be home for a couple of days, then you're off to Inverloch for a surf. Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, very excited. We arrive home 21st, go home, go to Inverloch the 26th. So that'll be good to see all my mates up there as well. All of the holiday boys will go out for a good surf. Yeah, hopefully they've improved as well while we've been away. But, we'll see.
You said that you will miss the van and that you don't want Mum and Dad to sell it. Explain why you love our Jayco Eagle caravan so much.
Well, I just think of that because people now know that we've got a caravan. So someone that has a caravan family, they'll say, I'm going to come on a trip, and then they'll say, oh, we've sold it. So but that's the main thing. I wanted to go on more caravan weekends with families. That would have been good, but, you know, it's Mum and Dad's choice. If they want to sell it, they sell it.
Mum and Dad can't be on holidays for the rest of their life, Dylan. That's the unfortunate thing. And we will be selling the Jayco Eagle. It's a beautiful van. If anyone wants to buy it, we'll do a good deal. Some more reflecting. While we were on Rainbow Beach up near Fraser Island, we saw a dead giant sea turtle washed up on the beach. How did that make you feel?
Yeah, me, Mum and family just saw a big thing lying on the beach with me. First there was a turtle, and then as we got closer, kind of, oh, is it a rock? And then we arrived and it was a turtle, and then another man came over and said, oh, I'd swallowed a plastic bag, and because it swallows the plastic bag, they don't have the energy to go down deep, so it makes them float, and then it rises to the top, and then the waves just washes them in. But, yeah, that made us feel a little sad, but, yeah, no. After a while, it got a big crowd, and then the ranger came to pick it up, but, yeah, it was quite emotional.
And while we're on wildlife, how did you feel about seeing so many whales on the way up?
Yes, that was good, seeing a lot of whales. We weren't expecting to see whales. But two were in bay one day. We were just walking across the beach our first day, and then a man just told us and said, oh, look, there's a whale, like, halfway to the horizon, more. And we're looking and thinking, where is it? And then Dad finally catches an eye, and then followed it all the way 500 metres back to the caravan park, and it's still there. And then, yeah, it's just amazing. And we saw heaps more along the way, right to Woolgoolga, was it? Right to Woolgoolga, and then they kind of stopped because that was about November-ish.
Yamba, actually. We saw whales in Yamba. So every day in October we saw a whale, which was a lovely surprise. Last one for wildlife. We had a nice Steve Irwin moment the other day. Can you explain that?
Yes, we were. Me, Sam and Dad were just wanting to pick up his car from the service, and we thought, oh, we'll go have a look at some surf shops in the Lula Bar. And as we were walking back, we didn't know, but there's a big statue of Steve Irwin and his kids, Robert and Bindi, holding a crocodile. And, yeah, it's in memory of Steve Irwin, the statue. And, yeah, I've got a picture with him, so that was good.
Lots of people admire your ability to make friends so easily. How have you gone about making friends in caravan parks during our trip?
It's good meeting a lot of new kids, and it's good fun learning what they do and what they like. And out of all the picks that we've done, I think we've picked the right kids to play with, because some have been idiots, but most have been, yeah, the kids that we've chosen have obviously been nice. They've obviously skated or rode their bikes or played cricket or played footy or surfed or played in the water. But they've all been good, the kids that we've met.
Your friends at home will be wondering if you've changed at all. Do you think you've changed at all?
Mum keeps on telling me my hair is a blonder, and apparently I'm nearly black. Not quite black, but I'm more tan than I was, and I've got a big tan mark on my ankle from a band to show you when I get through, how much it's changed. And I don't know whether I've changed, just probably blonder hair and more tan, and maybe taller, hopefully.
Tomorrow will be our 15th moving day, when we move from Maroochydore to Byron Bay. What does moving day involve?
Moving day involves a bit of stress, because by the time we get up and start packing up, we usually get up at about 8, 7:30 to start moving, but Dad does a bit the day before, so Dad'll do a bit today. But tomorrow we fold the beds and we pop the roof down, we put the table down, which was 5 inches down already. We're just a few jobs here and there. That it's the caravan. If we didn't have any of the stuff with us and it was just the caravan, it'll take 2 seconds. But because we've got surfboards, kayaks, bikes, scooters, skateboards, chairs, it takes at least an hour to pack all that stuff up. And then Dad's got to, when we say, oh, let's go now because the caravan's on, then Dad's got to do the bike rack. That's another 20 minutes. And then, yeah, so it takes at least 3 hours to do the roof. And then the drive is, yeah, the drive's all right. Dad's just lost his stage here, so. Yeah, the drive's all right because we talk and listen to music.
Speaking of listening to music, how are you coping with Dad's music while travelling? And have you got any particular favourites?
Well, it's usually Bruce Springsteen or Jack Johnson or Pete Murray or someone like that, some other ones like Van Morrison or something. And, yeah, it's fine because Bruce Springsteen's all right. I like Jack Johnson, he's all right. But we mainly just talk, and that's just playing in the background. But Bruce and Jack Johnson are fine, and I think Dad's getting a bit excited about Bruce now because he's coming out in Melbourne, aren't you, Dad?
Very excited, Dylan, about Bruce Springsteen coming out next year. We've been playing a lot of Australian Crawl, though, who have a very unique vocalist, James Rain. What do you think about Dad's Australian Crawl records?
Who are they?
Wah, 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 Rip-a-tap.
Oh, right, that. Well, Dad always says, oh, guess what song, guess what they're saying, and we say, oh, something, I don't know, it's hard to understand, so me and Sammy are sitting in the back seat thinking, what the heck's this? Well, Dad's and Mum are in the front seat, Mum's still thinking, what the heck's this, but, yeah, sometimes we get them right, but no, that's all right listening to that music, but it's kind of hard to understand them sometimes.
Okay, that brings to an end our list of questions for chatting this morning. Last one, Dylan. I may not get to interview you on radio again. Is there anyone you would like to thank for everything that's happened in the surf safari?
Yep, obviously Mum and Dad. Mum and Dad mainly. Also, Sammy, being a good brother. And he's just sitting laughing at me now. Yeah, Mum and Dad have been good. Obviously, they've organised the trip, so. And that's been good, and also people that have offered a lot of spots to stay. For one, Lou Wilkinson, he offered a few spots to stay because he's from Newcastle, up that way, so we've got a few spots from him. And also Noddy did, David Notman, president of the cricket club, Noddy did. Yeah, so, yeah, a lot of people have offered some spots, and that's been good.
And we'd also like to thank Mr. Mulcahy for his support of our surfing safari, setting up Dylan's blog and giving up his time to facilitate the radio show. We'll leave you now from Maroochydore. Enjoy your time in Carrum. Good luck to the cricket team today. Or that's probably already happened by the time you hear the show. And it's been great talking to you. And one last word from Dylan.
Yep, hope you enjoyed it today. Go Carrum, whatever you're playing, City Cricket. But, yeah, hopefully I'll see you when we get back sometime before you all go to high school, grade sixes. Yeah, see ya. Bye.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Kicking out the Doheny too. I tell you, servants by the wall is getting bigger every day. surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.